Cold Kingdom in the studio. Let's start with introductions. We'll go right here.
Chris Morley, I play drums.
Hey, I'm Danny. I'm on vocals.
Evan, guitar.
Jason, bass.
Now, how did you come up with the name Cold Kingdom?
Well, cold is sort of an homage to Minnesota, our homeland, where it's always freezing, darn cold, as most people know. So we wanted to pay respect to the city that does us so much good. We come from a really good music community there, and we love where we come from. So it's our roots. As far as kingdom goes, it started as something that Evan really wanted to have in there, sort of as his creation, as our kingdom. You know, when you get up on stage, that's something that you have control and ownership of in an always ever-changing, crazy world. The music and what we write and what we do is truly our kingdom. So, Cold Kingdom.
Any names before this, or was that just...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We had quite the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite some good ones. We had Catfish Kingdom. We had
which is a joke, yeah, but you know.
Yeah, we probably came up with 50, just like combinations of different words and just putting them together, and you know, bounced it off of, you know, friends and people that we feel like have good taste. And that's kind of the one that stuck, so.
So are you all, is this the original lineup, and are you all from Minneapolis originally, or?
Well, I've been in the band 2.5 years now, and I'm the new guy.
Okay.
So there's been a couple people in and out. There was an original guitarist and drummer that decided to part ways, and we were a 5-piece up until about 4 or 5 months ago, and the guitarist decided to go pursue other avenues. And we decided to stick a 4-piece.
Yeah, people keep having children is really what happened, so...
That pesky life getting in the way of having fun, you know?
This is life, man. We live the life right now, being on the road, playing shows, meeting all these new people. Like, that's life. Kids are great and everything, but...
It definitely takes a certain kind of person, for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there's a lot of people that you know, will even message me and just be like, man, I wish I was on the road right now. And it's kind of like, sometimes you gotta think, do you? Because...
do you really know what goes on here?
Well, yeah, you're sacrificing some comfort, you know, yeah. To be out on the road. It definitely, I mean, it's not like being at home every night, you know, where you got your own bed and everything. You go out, you're all crammed into, like, one bus or van right now.
Mm-hmm.
You've been on tour just over a week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just in the beginning stages of it.
Okay.
So we're still fresh and not as smelly yet as we will be by the end.
You're not at each other's throats yet or anything?
So. No, not yet.
There's still time.
How much longer is the tour after this?
It goes until...
April 7th is the last date, and that'll be in Lincoln, so...
So pretty close to home, then. You're just a short jaunt.
Yeah, we're doing a big giant circle, and so Lincoln is the last. Lincoln, Nebraska is that last one before we head on home. It's going to be a party there, for sure.
Yeah. We look forward to that. Great band out there called Layton is hosting us, so
cool.
Look forward to hanging out with those guys.
Excellent.
And obviously Sleep Signals as well. You know.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to see them a little
sleep
bit.
Sleep who? Signals?
How would you describe your music? And what are some of the influences that you had in making your music?
It's hard rock. It drives us a little crazy when bands are like, oh, well, you know, it's hard to define our genre, and we're new alternative metal grunge core or whatever. No, we're hard rock. We want to bring energy to the stage. We want people to have a good time. So when we are writing or performing or doing anything that like that, we want to exude that energy and have people just have a darn good time, you know? So hard rock.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Gotta love a simple answer like that. Very cool. Are you working with a label yet, or are you doing everything kind of DIY?
We do have a label. Statusphere is sort of helping us out. Luckily, we have a great relationship with them, and they let us do it more DIY, even though it's on a label. We have a lot of creative control over it, which was something that was really important when we would decide to go with a label. When we talked with other labels or other people who wanted to help us on and bring us onto this team, and we really wanted to make sure that we still had that creative control over what this band is. So we're very, very happy with where we are.
Have you been to most of the places on this tour, or are you hitting some new towns that you haven't been to yet?
Well, so far it's been a lot of the markets that we've hit before in the past. Just being based in Minneapolis, you know, we try to hit all the ones that that we've been, you know, hitting really hard for the past couple of years, kind of just like make sure to stop in all of those on our way out to all these other places. But once we get past, you know,
tonight.
Basically tonight, then it's all, you know, almost completely new markets for us, other than a couple stops on the West Coast that we did with Shinedown last year. So other than that, it's, you know, it's all new territory for us.
Yeah, you've played with some pretty big bands. What are some other ones besides Shinedown?
Papa Roach, Chevelle. We've played with Hailstorm a billion times, although Hailstorm probably doesn't know it because they were always out at festivals and everything. But we like to think that we're BFFs.
Hailstorm's awesome. I've seen them live.
They're incredible.
Yeah.
Same thing. We've played with Skillet a bunch of times at festivals too. Yeah.
Skillet. We've opened for Saving Abel 3 times now.
Mm-hmm.
Buck Cherry.
Chevelle. A couple times now, right?
No, I think
that was just one.
Just the ones.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to, you know, at festivals and stuff, you go, oh, look at all these bands on the lineup, but, you know.
Yeah, technically we've opened for Avenged Sevenfold if you want to go with festivals.
And Slipknot.
Yeah, we opened for Slipknot.
We don't list those.
No, it doesn't really count.
What are some of the spots on this tour upcoming that you haven't been? Are there any that you're looking forward to more than others? Or
I'm super looking forward to the Texas states, like Austin, because that's during South by.
Yeah, we've never been down to Texas before.
I've never even been to Texas.
I've never been to Texas. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to some great vegan food in Texas. No.
Yeah.
I'll get laughed out. Okay in Austin. I don't know, but we'll see. These guys will be enjoying their steak and potatoes, I'm sure. But yeah, I'm really excited about that. We're excited about Colorado.
What's it called?
Showdown Festival. It's a tattoo festival in El Paso.
We're going to get Evan here, his very first tattoo.
Yeah. Well, I tried to get one last year, and it didn't work.
Uh-huh.
You ran out of ink. That's not even a joke.
Something on the face. We'll get you something on the face.
Yeah, first
and then
one,
I'll get a tattoo.
Love, Mom.
So I'd say the rest of you guys are pretty well tatted up, aren't you?
Yeah, fairly.
I'm working on it still.
We all are.
I just got some fresh ink before we hit the road, so.
Oh, awesome.
Nice and peely right now.
Oh, hell yeah. Is it a group effort when you write the songs themselves? Like, does everybody pretty much just come up with their own part? Or does one of you kind of take the reins on that?
Well, I kind of feel like for my process for songwriting, I do best if I can just like formulate an entire song, and then I can bring it to Danny, and she can write the vocals on top of the music, and then Jason can take what I've got there for bass part and lay down whatever he wants to do with it, and Chris can do the same thing with drums.
I just do as I'm told.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you do it so well.
I really do.
You really do.
About how long is the process? Like, you know, you start writing a song. About how long does it take until you've got it recorded and you're out playing it live and stuff?
Oh, man. I mean, these days we're trying not to, you know, we're trying to hold on to those songs a little longer until they actually get recorded.
Which is super frustrating because we have so many of them that are ready to go. And Evan here can write a song in like 2 hours. And you're like, oh, I was bored tonight and I wrote this amazing hit and we listened to it. And we're like, what is it? He's a genius. Mm-hmm. And then, but yeah, we write it and we have so many that are ready to go, but we really want to give people the opportunity to enjoy the EP that we just released in October. And there's so many people that haven't heard of it or even know it exists yet. So we want to let that breathe, let it live, do a couple more music videos off of that EP before we start jumping in and recording more music.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure quite a few of our listeners, if they've listened before, I'm sure they've heard it. I play it. I've played quite a few different songs off of it.
Awesome.
And
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. The Break, definitely getting some very, very rave reviews. Digging that song.
That's awesome.
A lot. So
that's the one I look forward to playing every night. It's just a throwdown, jump around, get sweaty. It's the last song of the night. And
spoiler.
Well, that'll.
Sorry.
No, that just means everybody has to stay till the end to see so there. It, you know? No, just a really rocking tune. The video also very cool, like going through the house party and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we wanted to change it up a little bit from having that concept video of Crash Poet or doing those live videos. We said, you know what? This song is so just energetic and it's pure rock and there's nothing convoluted about it. Let's just throw a house party. Let's get a little bit, you know, 90s with it. You know, you can think of all of those videos that we loved back in 90s or early 2000s.
A dirty house party.
Yeah, dirty house party. And
he won't let me throw cigarette butts on his floor, though.
Though you ask time and time again. But yeah, we wanted that video to bring that energy to it, and it's probably the closest video of any of ours that really show what our live performance is like. That it's just that, like what I was talking about before, that energy. And I think that music video did a great job of
sweaty and bouncy.
That. Sweaty, bouncy, yeah. We're disgusting after a show. Yeah.
How it should be.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. In the very best way.
Yeah. If you're not dripping in sweat, you didn't do it right.
Exactly. That's for sure. Exactly.
So was it a lot of preparation getting ready for Torito Supreme? How often were you practicing and getting everything?
A lot of it was behind the scenes things, more so lining up as many dates as there are on this tour. And then furthermore, you know, lining up all the merchandise that we need to have prepared for it, because go out on the road, you don't, that's the way you're making money. You don't want to run out of merch when you've got 10 shows left. So.
And we're already getting close.
Right.
Good job to the shows that we've already had, but we're already thinking like, we got to call Satisphere and have some more shirts printed for us and sent somewhere in the future, because we are already starting to run low.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, no, it's a fabulous problem. It's a wonderful surprise to have. But stuff like that had to go into preparation. And for me, my preparation was just not singing for 2 months and just making sure that I was completely rested up and ready to go for this, 30 show tour. So.
Oh, yeah.
And especially for like our home markets, we really changed up our set into something that we've never played before. We've got, new ways that we transition into different songs. We're starting it completely different than we've ever done before, and we really wanted to make it something that these fans who have been following us for so long, they've never heard anything like this from us before, and just making it a unique show for this tour.
Okay, so do you do a different set list every night then, or you just kind of wing it, or?
No, we have a set list that we do every night, and it's stays the same, but it's definitely, it was a little uncomfortable at first for us to actually hash it out and kind of make the transitions work. But yeah, it's definitely something new for us.
What's been the highlight, would you say, for Cold Kingdom so far?
For this tour or in general?
Just in general, as a band, what has been...
It's been a handful, but I would... That Shinedown run last year was... I mean, that's so... Thus far, kind of, in my opinion, the crowning jewel of what we've been able to do. Like Medford, Oregon, there was almost 4,000 people there crammed into a cattle barn.
Awesome.
And everybody on that tour was just really nice. I've been a fan of theirs for years, and just to have them all be Southern gentlemen and just be the nicest people was, for me personally, was probably a highlight of Cold Kingdom's career and my personal career.
That tour was kind of the, looking back and learning, being that kid in my basement, learning how to play guitar and stuff when I was 14, like that tour epitomized what that dream was. And we had a once in a lifetime opportunity to do that, and so now this is the purpose of this tour, is getting back to that, hitting those markets again and growing our fan base.
Say there's aspiring musicians starting, do you have any advice for them as they say they want to start a hard rock band? What's your number one piece of advice?
Start early and don't stop. You will be told 100 billion times that what you're doing is incorrect, that what you're doing isn't good enough, that what you're doing is weird or strange, or it's not, fitting the mold of what someone or some people or a group of people want you to do. The best musicians out there, the most organic, the most real, do what they do. They don't change themselves for absolutely anything. And I think sticking to your guns, we've all probably had that moment where we were ready to give up and just say like, yeah, this isn't for me, this is too hard, I've been told too many times. And I think we are a testament to, though really, really terrible stuff can happen, if we just keep going and keep doing it, amazing things will happen for you. So just keep going, keep playing, play as much as you can, and start early. Yeah.
So after this tour, is there any plans, or are you just getting through this and then kind of seeing what happens?
Sleep.
I was going to say, I'm going to watch Harry Potter all the way through in my pajamas, just and not leave my living room for a couple days, I think.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
No, we are game planning, and you know, we have to go. We all still, when we're home, we work day jobs and stuff, so we have to go home, take some time off the road, and you know, get our bills in order, and then we'll be ready to hit the road. So we got some things that we're working on right now.
We gotta pay those bills?
Yeah, we gotta pay those bills.
Friendly reminder.
You go on tour, they don't just disappear.
Yeah, I hear if you throw them out, they don't exist anymore.
Why am I paying for this apartment I'm not living in?
So tonight, 7 o'clock, Lifers in Algona. You guys have played there before, right?
Yeah, we have. It was a while ago, though, so we're excited to get back.
It's been a while since we've been back to Algona, so this is the first time that we're playing it as Lifers. It was previously called something else under different management, but I know we're going to get to the show, and I can tell you there's going to be some familiar faces. You know, we have a good following here, and that venue just has a built-in crowd to where people just know that if they're going to go out and they're going to go to Lifers, they're going to see good bands, and whether they've heard of them or not. So we're really excited to get back there.
Good piece of art waiting for you there too, as well, is what I hear.
Yeah, we saw that. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, Theo is a very, very talented artist.
How big is this thing?
It's a decent size.
We are gonna put it.
It's about the size of that machine head flag.
Oh,
there.
Oh,
yeah, maybe.
That's
awesome. Well, maybe a little shorter, but I think it's about that.
Well, yeah. It's gonna be a fun night. So you guys get down there soon. We're gonna be loading in very shortly here.
Streaming sites, websites, what's all that stuff? Where can people hear more Cold Kingdom besides this show here?
All over the internets, there, my friend. Of course, they can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those things at Cold Kingdom Band. But if people want to stream us, we're on Spotify and iTunes. If they want to buy the physical copy, which a lot of hardcore rock fans out there love a physical copy, they can pick it up either at a show, but if they can't get out to that, they can visit coldkingdom.com. We've got our physical copies, our merch store, things like that, where they can pick that up and get that actual physical copy.
Excellent. Anything to add before you take off for Algona?
Come give us big sweaty hugs, because like I said, we haven't seen you guys in a really long time, so those familiar faces, we want to see you guys out. We want to see what you've been up to. We kind of missed it here, so we absolutely cannot wait to have you guys out.
Do some catching up.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks a lot for swinging through on your way up there. Appreciate you guys coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Yeah, you got it.